Morning Watch, living a Christian life and church life under the government of God for the economy of God. Week 5, Grace in Peter's Epistles. Tuesday, related verses. 1 Peter 1, verses 10 and 11. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied concerning the grace that was to come unto you sought and searched diligently, searching into what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ in them was making clear, testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glories after these. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me. Ephesians 1, verses 6 to 8. To the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he graced us in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence. Romans 5, verses 17 and 21. For if by the offense of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Verse 21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Related reading. In 1 Peter 1, verse 10, Peter used the Old Testament prophets to confirm his teaching concerning the New Testament salvation. The Lord Jesus did the same thing. In 1 Peter 1, verse 10, grace is a synonym for salvation. In 1 verse 13, grace also refers to God's salvation. John 1 verse 14 says that the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, full of grace. This grace is God and the Son as our enjoyment. In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, Paul says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain, but, on the contrary, I labored more abundantly than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God which is with me." The grace to which Paul refers three times in this verse is the resurrected Christ becoming the life-giving Spirit to bring the processed God in resurrection into us, to be our life and life supply that we may live in resurrection. Therefore, grace is the triune God becoming life and everything to us. 1 Peter 1 verse 10 speaks of the grace that was to come unto the believers, which was prophesied by the prophets, who sought and searched diligently concerning the salvation of the believers' souls. The aspect of grace mentioned by Peter here is different from the aspect of grace mentioned in John 1. John says that the Word became flesh, full of grace, and that grace came through Jesus Christ. Grace came through Jesus Christ with Jesus' incarnation, but Peter says that there is a grace that is not yet, but is to come. This grace was not mentioned in the Old Testament, but it was prophesied by the prophets, who sought and searched diligently concerning the salvation of the believers' souls. Peter speaks of the grace that was for the salvation of the believer's souls. What Peter teaches as grace is not the grace that saves our spirit or our body, but the grace that saves our soul. A man can gain the whole world and lose his soul. This shows that the soul needs to be saved. If, for the sake of saving your soul, you sacrifice the whole world, that is worthwhile. In 1 Peter 1 verse 12, these things refers to the sufferings of Christ and his glories. The Old Testament prophets ministered the sufferings and glories of Christ to the New Testament believers. These things have been announced to us through those who preached the gospel. The ones who preached the gospel were the apostles of the New Testament. The prophets searched and prophesied. The apostles preached. The preaching of the apostles is the Spirit's practical application of God's salvation in the New Testament. Both the prophesying of the prophets and the preaching of the apostles were the application of the Spirit. This means that the Spirit applies God's full salvation by two instrumentalities, the prophesying of the prophets and the preaching of the apostles. I believe that the Spirit is applying God's full salvation to you. I simply preach Christ, the death of Christ, and the different glories of Christ. Each preaching is an application of the Spirit. My greatest joy is to see the saints receive Christ through the application of the Spirit. I am especially happy to see the second generation growing up in the church life. My heart leaps when I see that they are receiving the application of God's salvation through this ministry and by the Spirit. I encourage you all to go forth and preach Christ. The apostles are not the only ones who can preach. As long as you preach Christ, you are included among those who preach the gospel by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven.